Now we are introduced to the 24 elders. Let me read verse 4. Round about the throne were 24 seats, or thrones. And upon the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. Now there's been a great deal of speculation as to who the elders are. The word elders, presbyteros, and of course the word Presbyterian comes from that. A little girl came home from Sunday school one day. It was a Presbyterian Sunday school, and the mother asked her what they'd talk about, and she said, well, they talked about heaven. And so the mother said, well, what'd they say about it? Well, said the teacher said that there were only 24 Presbyterians there. Well, may I say to you, friends, I doubt whether there's going to be 24 there or not, because I was in that church a long time. But I ought not to say that, because I know a lot of wonderful saints of God that were in that church, and they certainly were a blessing to my heart for many years. So I was just kidding when I said that. But the 24 elders are representatives. Elders are representatives. Israel had them. This was clearly understood by those people in that day. These are representative of the churches. They were appointed in the churches to rule and represent the entire church. That's in Titus 1:5. So I say it here categorically and really dogmatically, although I could go into all kinds of books and you can get all kinds of interpretations. Here is the church in heaven. Now they're clothed in white raiment. That's the righteousness of Christ. And they got crowns of gold. And that indicates the church will rule with Christ, and also they've received rewards, you see. That's when the judgment, the Bema judgment, takes place, the judgment seat of Christ. Verse 5, and out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunders and voices, seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Now, the tense here is present tense, and it's taking place right there and then. Lightnings and thunders, that always precedes a storm down in Texas, and I think that's what it means here, that judgment is coming. And voices were heard, but it's not going to be judgment in a haphazard way. It will be directed by the one on the throne, and the seven spirits of God is a clear reference to the Holy Spirit. Verse 6, you have the four living creatures. And before the throne, there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne, round about the throne, were four beasts. They are not beasts, but living creatures, full of eyes before and behind. Now, the sea of glass denotes the appearance and not the material. This sea is before the throne of God, and it's another indication that the emphasis is not on mercy, but on judgment. This sea represents the holiness and righteousness of God. And we're told, into the end, He may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all His saints. The placid sea indicates the position of rest to which the church has come. No longer is she the victim of the storms of life. No longer is she out there on the sea. Now, the four beasts are literally four living creatures. The Greek word is zoa. We get our word zoo from that. And the emphasis is not upon the bestial character, but on the vital character. And they're full of eyes behind and all the way around. These speak of alertness and awareness. They're alive. And they resemble both the cherubim and seraphim.